Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, and God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. This is Prophetess Donna Holmes, and welcome to Maintain Ministries and Outreach. I just want to thank God for your presence tonight, and I just want to give God the glory for all of his goodness and all of his grace and all of his mercy. And tonight I'm going to do something a little different because I am traveling. I'm going to just share a message that I was privileged to minister last weekend, and just a little bit of that message I'll be able to play tonight. And so I'll open up in prayer, and we'll go right into the message. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your presence, O Lord. Thank you for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy, for your loving kindness, O God, that is matchless and without measure. O God, you are so gracious and so awesome in all that you are, all that you do, Lord God, and there is nothing, Lord God, that can compare to who you are in our lives, O God. And I just thank you for your presence, O God, and I just ask that you continue to just cover us and strengthen us and direct our paths in this hour, Lord God, where we need you so desperately to just show us the way that we will know. Lord God, teach us that we will know and show us where we can understand. Open the eyes of our understanding, O God, and bring enlightenment and wisdom into our hearts and minds, O God, that we may receive of you, Lord God, as you surely desire to manifest yourself in our lives. And you are speaking and you are moving, O God. So give us the wisdom, O God, to come in and pay attention to what it is the Lord has to say unto us, that we may follow in your way and in your will and be pleasing in your sight. O God, I ask for your blessings upon your people tonight. And I ask, Lord God, that you would just cover us in our going out and in our coming in. And wherever we are in our dwelling place, you are the Lord our God with us, O God. Have your way in our hearts, O God, and everything that you would have us to do, let it be pleasing to you, Lord God. Make us to be pleasing to you, Father, because you're worthy, O God, of so much more. God, you paid the price for the life that we live, and so we owe it to you, Lord God, to just give you glory, to give you honor, and to bring glory to your name. Lord God, I ask that you just have mercy on our hearts, Lord God, and give us the wisdom and the wherewithal to continue in the way that you will see fit, Lord God. Have your way as only you can. I adore you, Lord God, and I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for the day, O God. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. Have your way in us, O God, where we will be ever mindful to give you all the glory, all the honor and all the praise, because you're worthy. It is due you. In Jesus' precious name, I pray and I thank you now, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. And we're going to go right into the message, and I'm going to play it until the time is up for the evening. And God bless you, and I pray it blesses you.
Well, praise the Lord, and God bless you, and welcome once again to Friday night, each Friday night's manna that you will receive through the word of the living God. My name is Prophetess Donna Holmes, and I am filling in and sitting in for Apostle Poole. And I thank God for the man of God. I thank God for his vision and his visionary. And I thank God for the power of God and his presence in our lives through his word, through the foundation of prayer, and through the foundation that the apostles and prophets are laying for the people of God in this hour. And so, I thank God for each and every one listening now or who will listen later. And it is my pleasure and it is a privilege to be able to be used of God and even to be considered in the hour that the Lord would have us to be taught and instructed, and that he would grant me an opportunity to share on tonight with everyone. And so I want to open up in prayer and go ahead and start it in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, O God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for your very presence, Lord. I thank you for who you are, Lord God. You are the long-suffering. You are the divine long-suffering. You are the merciful God. You are the everlasting. You are from everlasting. and you are too everlasting. You are God. There is no beginning and there is no end in you. You are everything, everything that we have need of and everything that we desire. Lord, we have you, so we have everything that we need. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for your people. Lord God, more than that, I thank you for your word. I thank you for a Savior. I thank you for the very spirit of life. Lord God, the life that we live and breathe, oh God, it is yours. Lord God, we are nothing without you, Lord Father. We have nothing without you, Lord God. We're dependent upon you, Father. We can't do anything without you, Lord God. So we come, not because we wanted to, but because you drew us. Lord God, because we had no knowledge of you without you putting your heart in us. And so, Father, I ask that you would just open up our spirits and expand us even the more, Lord God, giving us clarity, giving us what we have need of to live in you in this hour, to live in you in this life that we live, Lord God, because we know not which way to go unless you lead us, unless you direct our path. Lord God, give us what you have need of us to receive from you, Lord God, and showing us the way that we may honor you in obedience to your way and to your will. Father, I thank you for your people. I thank you for Apostle Poole. I thank you for this ministry. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are granting much favor, Lord God, through your word, Lord Father, through the diligence of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our hearts, Lord God. Have your way in our minds and our understanding, Lord God. Then we will know. Then we will be able to receive what the Spirit of the Lord has for us. Lord God, if you show us, we'll see. If you speak to us, we can hear. Lord God, if you direct us, we'll know where to go. And so, Father, I thank you for having your way in our lives tonight. We give you the glory. Lord, we give you the honor. And, Father, we give you all the praise because you alone are worthy. Lord, I thank you, oh God, and I praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and thank you, God. Amen, and amen, and amen. Well, praise the Lord. I just wanted to share with you a little bit tonight. In my heart, I was just thinking earlier as I was traveling home, not too long ago, there was a fire, a church that had a replica of Jesus coming out of the water. And as you travel down 75 going towards Cincinnati or coming out of Cincinnati, going south or north, you will see this church in the water and you will see this big replica, which, you know, really caught a lot of attention. And so not too very long ago, the church was called Solid Rock. And the image that came up out of the ground, it literally looked like a rock. Like it was a carved image of Jesus coming out of the water. And so, needless to say, not too very long ago, it got struck by lightning. And so we realized it was not a rock. It was fiberglass, and it was destroyed. And so it said a lot to me, especially as believers in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord tells us that in John chapter 20, in verse 29, Jesus said to Thomas, he said, Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And that came to mind to me today because as believers, We have the word of the Lord. We have the living word of the Lord. None of us living in this earth today and for many generations prior to us have not seen Christ. We have not seen him literally with our very eyes. But what we have seen is his word. It's his word that has given us life. It's his word that has, by his spirit, lived within us. It's his word that has sustained us. It's his word that has in us. It is his word that causes us to be drawn to the Father through Christ Jesus. But it's the Spirit of the Lord that draws us. It's the Spirit of the Word that draws us. It's the Spirit of God in Christ Jesus that draws us. And again, Spirit is invisible, but the power of the Spirit is what remains, and it's what lasts, and it's what what encourages us and strengthens us and directs us. And so when we're praying and when we're praying with our whole hearts unto the Lord and we're praying by our spirit, by the Spirit of the living God, we're praying unto the Lord. And the scripture tells us that we cannot come unto the Father unless he draws us. In John chapter 6, and I'm going to read verse 44, and I'll continue on just a little bit there. John chapter 6 and verse 44, and it reads as follows. And it says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. And this is Christ, the very word from the living God, through Christ Jesus. In Revelation, it talks about the spirit of prophecy and Christ being the spirit of prophecy. And I can't even begin to articulate the depth of how much that really means and how powerful that word is, to just know that the word that Christ spoke was literally the voice of God in the earth. And even still, as people heard him speak, as they who in his time when he walked the earth, he lived in a human body, he lived in humanness, in the physical, but his spirit, his voice, his eyes, his touch, what he did, they were the very presence and power of God manifesting through him. And even still, those who had no knowledge of him or had no desire for him looked at him in the natural. But for those who were believers that had to see that he was not the average man. You cannot, I just won't believe that somebody saw Christ and saw the very presence of God upon him and saw that he was just an average man. Absolutely not. He was the living Savior. He was the living Redeemer. He was the one who walked the earth, and everything that he did had impact. Everything that he did had influence enough to manifest even now into our generation and into the days to come until he returns. And so we have to be encouraged to know that though we don't see him, we've never seen him, but it's his word, his spirit, that is in his word that has given us life, has given us wisdom, that's given us understanding, that's given us the idea and understanding and the relationship of knowing that we have a Savior in Christ, that we have God as our Father. And the scripture in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, it reads as follows, and it says, I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And we have his testimony in his word. When we read the word of the living God, that is the testimony, the spirit of prophecy. And I guess the revelation of just coming into that fullness and coming into the knowledge of who Christ is and who God is in him, and that He spoke from the very heart of God, and he spoke into the people. He not just spoke to people. He spoke into us, and that is the word. That is the life that we live. That is the spirit that sustains us, and that is the life that we feed upon. And so in John chapter 6, the word ministers to us as Christ ministers to us about eating the food, the bread of life. He is our sustainer. and he is our light. And it, and, it, and I'm going to read this in John chapter 6, and I'm going to start with I think I'll start with 32. It says, then Jesus said to him, most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the bread, the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. And Jesus said to him, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And Christ is saying right there, to me, he's saying that he didn't come to do his own will because he didn't have a will. He didn't have an agenda within himself. All he had was the will of the Father. You know, we can sometimes read the scripture, and our understanding can sometimes cause us to, our understanding or the lack thereof sometimes can cause us to read a scripture and not get the fullness of what it really means, or get the fullness of what it is God is speaking to us. But that's why it is necessary for us to feed off of the word, because this is what we have. We have the word. We have Christ through his word. We have Christ through his spirit. His spirit is his word. It is the word that speaks into us. It is the word that feeds our spirit. And we must feed on the word consistently and constantly in order to get everything that God has for us through his word. And the fact is, from now until the day is done and our lives are over, we will never be able to retain or grasp all of it, because he is so much. He is so much. But every day should not be a routine. Every day that we live, there should always be something that we receive differently, something that we receive that we didn't have yesterday. Through the word of the living God, when we read and when we meditate and when we spend time before the Lord and reading his word and allowing him to speak into us through his word, then we hear his voice speaking into our hearts. No, we have not seen him. We have not physically seen him. We have not seen an image of him. We cannot even make an image of him because we have not seen him. We don't know what he looks like, but we know what his heart is like. We know what his word says to us through his heart and what he speaks to us. And so the word goes on to say, it says, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me, which means he didn't have a will. He had the will of God. He is the living God. So there was no other will but the will of God. And that's for those who say that Christ is not God and God is not Christ. That right there says a lot in reference to the very fact that Christ was a human body, but he carried the embodiment of the fullness of the Godhead of Christ Jesus, of God the Father in Christ Jesus, because he did not have a will of his own, but he had the will of the Father. It says, this is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And though Christ was talking to his audience, those who actually literally saw him and literally heard his voice and literally were being instructed and taught, they didn't want to receive it, true enough, but they literally saw him. But now we live today. We have his word. We haven't saw him. We haven't seen him walk the earth, but we hold his very word in our hand. We read it, and we take it into us. And so this is how we see the Lord. This is how we see him. And his truth is unfailing. His truth and his word has no error.
And so, again, we don't see him physically, but blessed are we who have not seen but believe. And this is just the power of God that just blesses my spirit today, because we have not literally seen, but as believers, the Lord has already said that we are blessed. We don't see him in a physical body, but we see our brethren every day. We see those that we walk around, that we live around every day. But the fact is, we hold to the very presence and spirit of the living God that we have not laid eyes on, but his very life speaks and breathes and lives through his word. And again, this is the hour where everything that we say and everything that we do as people of God, it matters. It makes all the difference in the world and to the lives of others, as we speak life and not death, as we not use our words haphazardly, as we take on the calling and receive everything that God has implanted and imparted into us. We as a people of God must be mindful of our words, what it is we say. As the people of God, we should not contradict the things of God or even our belief in God by poor mouthing and, you know, just not having the faith or even encouraging others just in our day-to-day, because the words that we speak, they have life and they are power. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. The words that we speak has so much to do with who God is on the inside of us. And surely, as we know, as we go about our lives, you can kind of gauge a person or read a person just by listening to what they say. What they say speaks volumes about what's on the inside of them, who they are, in the depth of who they are in their being. And again, we can observe from day to day where, on one hand, somebody may speak life in some instances, and then in the same breath speak death. Or, you know, you speak blessings and curses, you know, and we know the word tells us bitter and sweet waters can't come out the same flow. It's got to be one or the other. And the fact is that as people of God, we must be mindful, very much so mindful of how we carry ourselves and what we say. And when we come to God in prayer, and when we commune with God in prayer, communing with him is to commune with him from within, because, again, it is himself on the inside of us that he communes with. It's by his spirit on the inside of us that allows us to communicate with him. We can't communicate with him in the flesh because there is no flesh in him, but it is his. Praise the Lord. I'm going to cut that off right there, and I pray it was a blessing to you. I want to thank God for your presence, and it is my prayer that the Lord's grace and mercy is your portion tonight. And every first of the month, I would like to bring something that would remind us, as the Lord has instructed in my spirit, to not forget God. We must not forget God. And everything that we are and everything that we do, God is yet God, and we must not forget God. And so, again, this was just something to remind us of the presence of God in our lives. Even in Christ Jesus, we must acknowledge him in all things and in everything that we do, everywhere we go. We must acknowledge that he is the Lord. So, Father, I thank you for tonight, Lord God. I thank you for your people tonight. I ask your blessings upon each and every heart, mind, and soul, Lord God. And I just ask that you would just continue to just direct each one according to your way and according to your will. Show yourself mighty, O God, in their lives. And I just ask that you will continue to cover them, protect them, and give them what they have need of in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I give you glory. And I just bless your holy name for your people tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for being so gracious and so merciful and so kind unto your people. May you be a hedge of protection all around them, O God, everywhere they go and wherever they are, even right now, in their families, in their homes, on their jobs, Lord God, in their coming and in their going. You are yet God, the Lord in our midst. Lord God, have your way. You are the almighty Elohim, and I thank you, Father, for your goodness, and I give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. And I thank you once again for tuning in to Maintain Ministries and Outreach. And again, this is Prophet Donna Holmes. Please know, my brother and my sister, be encouraged, my brother, be encouraged, my sister. Know that God loves you with an everlasting love, and so do I. God bless you. Until next time.
This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out of in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
Here we are. glory, the power, and majesty may be revealed to us of your spirit, of your spirit, your presence, your power, your love, your grace, your mercy, oh Lord.